You know, you mentioned rewards. You know, some people say, well, I'm not into rewards. I just want to worship Jesus. But the Bible actually talks about rewards. And I, in fact, over in Philippians 4:17, Paul writes to the church of Philippi and says, it's not that I'm looking for a gift. I'm looking for what may be credited to your account. So when we invest in the kingdom, when we give to the work of the Lord, Paul is saying it'll be credited to our account. And there's other passages, of course, that tell us there are rewards given in heaven. Tell us about those rewards and why it's something we should actually desire as Christians.
Well, the first thing we have to do is distinguish between salvation and rewards. Mm-hmm. For by grace you have been saved through faith, right. Ephesians 2. That not of yourselves, the gift of God, not by works, lest anyone should boast. So then what we often do is we say, because we're not saved by works, we're automatically suspicious of works, and God hates our works. All our righteousness are as filthy rags, yeah. And there's scripture that says that. But then the thing is, I stopped quoting. Let's go on to verse 10. By grace you've been saved through faith, all that. For we are his workmanship,
right.
Created in Christ Jesus. For what purpose?
Good works.
To do good works.
That's right.
God values, God treasures our good works. Our good works are precious to him when they're not done to earn salvation, which is impossible anyway, but rather they come out of the reality of our salvation. And then God says, now those good works, I will reward those. I won't reward them with salvation. You're already saved, yeah. In order to be doing these good works, but I will reward you. And that's what Jesus is saying when he says, store up for yourself treasures in heaven. You go, what? Store up for yourselves?
Yeah.
We will actually benefit. We're suspicious of what we'll benefit from. But in fact, it's God, yeah. Who calls us and says, I want to give you rewards. So when somebody tells me, oh, I don't really care about rewards. I don't care about, and they think they're taking the spiritual high ground. But Paul says, I seek after the prize.
Yes.
And furthermore, the point is not whether or not you or I care about rewards. God cares about,
yeah.
Rewards. And since God cares about them and wants to give them to us, we should care about
Amen.
Them.
Amen.